Zaporizhia, Russia makes gains in southern Ukraine. By Breitbart London on November 13, 2025. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, the Russian army overran three settlements in the southern Zaporizhia region of Ukraine. Kyiv's top military commander said Wednesday. As Moscow's forces expand their efforts to capture more Ukrainian territory. Dense fog enabled Russian troops to infiltrate Ukrainian positions in Zaporizhia. General Oleksandr Sirsky wrote on the messaging app Telegram, adding that Ukrainian units are locked in grueling battles to repel the Russian thrust. He noted, however, that the fiercest battles are still in the besieged Ukrainian city of Pokrovsk. In the eastern Donetsk region, where close to half of all frontline clashes took place over the previous 24 hours. The cities of Kupiansk and Lyman in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region have also recently witnessed an uptick in combat. Russia launched its full-scale invasion of its neighbor almost 4 years ago and now occupies roughly one-fifth of Ukrainian land. New U.S. sanctions that take aim at Russia's oil sector, which is the mainstay of the Russian economy, are due to come into force on November 21. Their purpose is to compel Russian President Vladimir Putin to accept a ceasefire. Kyiv officials, meanwhile, risk being distracted by a growing corruption scandal engulfing senior members of the government. Ukraine's Justice Minister Herman Haloshenko was suspended from his post Wednesday after being placed under investigation, Prime Minister Yulia Spyrydenko announced. The U.S. sanctions on Russia's biggest oil companies, Rosneft and Lukoil, raise the stakes for Putin. The Russian leader has so far avoided serious top-level peace negotiations, with Ukrainian and Western officials accusing him of stalling for time while his army tries to grab more Ukrainian territory. International peace efforts have come to nothing. Russia's bigger and better-equipped army has scaled up its attacks, placing the short-handed Ukrainian military under severe strain. Ukrainian officials said in September that the front line has grown in length to nearly 1,250 kilometers, 800 miles. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said earlier this month that Russia had deployed around 170,000 troops in Donetsk. Over the past 4 weeks, the Russian Defense Ministry has reported capturing 9 settlements and villages in Donetsk, 8 in the Zaporizhia region, 7 in the Dnipropetrovsk region and 5 in the Kharkiv region. Russia's corrosive war of attrition has been costly in terms of casualties and armor, however, and Ukraine has held it to incremental battlefield gains. The Institute for the Study of War said Russia's siege of Pokrovsk, where it has deployed elite drone operators and Spetsnaz Special Forces soldiers, has been slow-moving because its military commanders are spreading their resources widely. Russia is pursuing several offensive operations across the theater simultaneously and is having difficulty extending logistical operations, the Washington-based think tank said late Tuesday. Ukraine, meanwhile, has launched sustained long-range drone attacks on high-value military-related assets inside Russia. Its latest assault hit the Staverland chemical plant in Budyonovsk, in the Stavropol region of Russia, overnight, according to the General Staff. The plant produces polymers for composite materials used by the Russian military, it said.